This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And you look like a...
Ha.
This ain't Metallica, obviously.
Are you serious?
You know what I noticed about the Metallica tour? I meant to say this the other day.
They're not coming to the South?
Well, yeah, they are. Dude, they're coming to Blacksburg, Virginia. To Lane Stadium at Virginia Tech.
Good Lord.
You talking about Metallica?
Oh, yeah. Smallest of small
Pokey
towns.
Pokey Nation.
Yeah. That's why they're doing it.
Oh, wow.
Blacksburg, Virginia. I don't know if they can even haul all the gear in there.
Are they playing in the round there, too?
Like in the football stadium. That's like all stadiums, which is good size, but still.
Let's see if I could say this with any kind of way of not... I don't want to say the word offending, because when you say I don't want to offend anybody by saying, everyone gets on the edge of their seat.
Yeah,
but I think that this
usually
is
super feminist, but
so I'm going to try it. I think this is the song that all people of all sexualities down deep like together.
People singing along again.
I know, man. Like it's like this generation Sweet Caroline in a sense. Like for real.
Might be.
It's one of those where, like me, I'm sitting here and I'm just doing the, you know, sashaying back and forth and.
It's a good transition to get like in the.
Don't
you know,
say transition
else.
When we're saying all like, that, because that's yeah. where people will say, "Look, they're already talking you into it." No, it's just, it's fun music, dare I say?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel a certain way, other than you know, I could see all people of walks of life kind of get down to this.
Yep.
Patients over there wearing Vietnam War soldiers' uniforms.
Yeah, they'll forget the coup and forget barbecue and start dancing.
That's true. Oh, man.
The barbecue coup.
I tell you what, some of y'all that, not our listeners, our listeners are smart and educated and really cool.
Hell
but
yeah.
Some of y'all people are talking about how bad this country is. I'm just saying, you look around at some of them other countries and you could be like, this song right here should be our national anthem. Turn it up, America! Something like that.
Something like that.
Maybe if Morgan Wallen did it.
Oh, God.
And then, I want to hear Beyonce's version of it before I say anything. Where's K-Dot? Is he going to be featured on the song?
Why, his time's about to run out, it seems.
Yeah, dude. Oh.
His time in the mainstream.
Is he about to get, like, his own brand of mustard based off that song? Because I saw a commercial for it the other day. It played the song. You go, and he's like... Ketchup, mustard, like that in the song. It's actually a Heinz blinged out mustard.
You got to remind people who he is, like in another 2 weeks.
No, man. Mm-mm.
That is.
That's where we differ. I think half of America knew who he was. The other half.
We may have to table this.
Looked at. Okay, I know. I think that a lot of us looked at through different lenses.
Because I feel like it's still niche, still.
That everything is, though, man. It's everything is segmented. Like the other day, I'm flipping through TV, and it said, celebrate Black history. These are movies that we selected that feature, you know, Black people. And I was like, now there's several ways to look at that. You could look at that and say, that's pretty cool right there that they're doing that.
Yep.
people who don't like black people will not purposefully watch those movies now, though.
Maybe not.
Same thing goes with the when you Google during COVID was asking people to were asking people to if you're a minority owned business or a alternative lifestyle owned business, you can alert your customers on this little icon that will show up. Now that's good because it can alert people that want to support those owned businesses, but it can all people who don't want that. Not going to go support them now.
Nope.
So it's kind of like, what do I do?
That's 22.
You get 10 people and ask them who, like, they're only going to tell you who, like, one rapper is going to come to mind out of 10 people. It's going to be Snoop Dogg.
Well, he's the most marketed. If you say basketball player, most are going to say Shaq.
And look what they had to do to get him over.
He's funny, though.
All right, we're going to table this because Fatboy won't quit talking. We got DNA Dad on the phone. Let's just, before we get him on, let's do the work for him and let you know why he's on with this update today.
A girl got in touch with me through Facebook, sent me a message saying that she needs me to call her. And I'm like, no, I'm not calling you. What's up? She's like, I got something to tell you. I said, well, just tell me. She said, don't you tell you over the messenger. Just tell me. She tells me that me and her sister hooked up 21 years ago and only did it one time. He did an Ancestry.com thing or whatever, and some of my people, my family in Texas, had done the same thing, and it popped up that he related to them some way. So she looked me up and then told me about it. I don't know whether I believe it or not. I don't remember this girl. We've been talking since Monday. Me and the kid has actually been talking as well. They claim that they don't want anything from me at all. They claim that they don't need anything from me. He just wants a dad in his life, and he wanted to know where he came from or whatever. But like I said, I don't remember this girl at all. The pictures that she sent me do not click anything into my head, and I don't know what to think. I'm doing a DNA test on next Friday to find out.
Clearly, was on a Biden phone when he called.
Sounds like he's in a tunnel
somewhere. Let's talk to DNA Dad, or is it DNA Dad? Let's not say yet. Good morning, anonymous sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
You do sound a little bit better now, but also you sound a little more, I don't want to say calm, but I mean, when you called us, how long ago was that?
It's been about 3 weeks or a little more.
God, I thought November.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been right around 3 weeks.
We get a lot of calls about DNA and not just about what you're thinking.
Asking for ours, like a donation.
So here's the question. You know, we could candy coat this and sit here and try to thicken it up, as they say in the business, but you... Two questions before you make the great reveal. One, did you say this was a previous girlfriend, sister, or a former wife?
So it was a girl. Like, at first I didn't know who she was, but now I remember exactly who she is. It was the wife of the dude that was, I did it at his wife.
I remember that part now.
A friend's.
So pretty much, he was not a friend at all. He was just a guy that would show up at parties. He knew somebody. I don't really know who, but the reason why I couldn't remember her is because when we hooked up, she was a blonde-haired, smaller girl. And now she's a brunette, a little bit bigger, and she's changed in her face a little bit, so it didn't click. But her son showed me a picture of her around the time where he was conceived, and I was like, that's her. That's the married chick.
Oh, because there were drugs involved back then, you know, some slinging, some doing.
Then.
So, well, yeah. I was slinging a good bit back then. Wasn't really doing the right thing, I guess.
Well, what are we slinging, though? Right, are we just doing that?
Just get eaten by a dragon, sir.
Yeah, like, are you in a tunnel? Like, what? Like, painted, are you a heavy breather? Like, what is that?
Oh, no, sir. I drive a truck.
God bless you.
We're sorry.
Sound like you're driving a dragon.
It won't fall from heaven. We thank you for your... Give us a toot-toot, if you would. Not cocaine, but a horn thing. All right.
There you go.
God bless you. Okay, so... you see the picture. Do you have any other children that you know of?
I have two, what y'all call bonus kids, two stepchildren.
Got you.
And then I have an 8-year-old son that is biological.
Okay.
Okay. All right. How long have you had these results?
Do what now? I'm sorry.
How long have you had the results knowing this revelation you're about
to found out, I guess it's been maybe a week and a half, 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That's pretty quick.
When we come back. No, I'm just kidding. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. All right. So did you just find out you have another child or no?
I am the dad.
Oh, yeah. That's cool, man. Awesome.
You are the father. You are the father. You are the father.
Which brings up another question. Is there going to be – okay, obviously there's no relationship between you and the baby mama.
People driving like hell out there. Listen at them.
And I don't want to put this out there. I don't want to speak it into existence, but she's not going to try to come after money for like all those years, right?
So she can't.
Okay.
He became – when he became 18, and she hadn't told me, she didn't even know at that point. From then on, I can't – once he's an adult and then I find out, they can't go for back child support.
A further question here, nice. Anonymous trucker dad. She said she wasn't sure. Like, was she like sleeping around a lot? Because I feel like if you did it out of spite, you know, she was probably with someone. But then she's like, I don't, you know, like I'm saying, does she have a lot of people thinking they might were the father?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So from what I understand, okay, so I'm Mexican. Now, I'm not a real Mexican. I don't speak Spanish or nothing like
what
that.
What is No. This is perfect. Because normally I wouldn't be able to ask that question. Right. What do you mean you ain't a real Mexican?
So this I don't speak Spanish. Okay. I don't have any contact with, not really contact, but I guess people.
All your people are here now.
Yes, sir. Okay. And the only people in my family I talk to are my sister, or my two sisters, yeah. And that's it.
Okay.
So I don't speak Spanish. I don't do any of that. Yeah. Well, the kid turned out really, really white. Her husband was white. So for the longest time, they didn't know anything. They thought it was his. But then as he got older, he started showing, I guess, more of my features versus the dad. Who they thought was the dad's features, and the dad was like,
"Did he have like a big handlebar mustache, or start wearing a sombrero?"
I was trying not to.
Come
say
on,
anything,
we can have fun with
had
this.
Had a million jokes.
What is the? Come on, man. What's the?
So
you answer. So, it. Don't make me do it. This is what we need to break down these damn walls of letting people tell us that we have to ask other people what is okay to say in this, that, or the other. You're a Mexican. You're American. Who'd you vote for? I'm kidding. Don't answer that. Oh, okay. It's telling. So, what's the features that the young man started? Are you a tall guy?
He started getting a little darker. The dad was a little shorter. Or the guy who they thought was his dad was a little shorter, and the mom's a pretty short lady. And I think he said when he was 16 or something like that, he was right at 6 foot tall. Mm-hmm. Then he started getting a little darker skin and stuff like that. So that's where the dad started going, you're not mine, blah, blah, blah.
When he started growing a mustache,
he pulled up in
a
low rider and he's like, hang on now.
He started combing his hair with a switchblade. Did you say, wait a minute? I'm messing.
So are you guys going to, like, you know, hang out now, have a relationship, that whole thing?
I bet.
Oh, yeah. He's actually coming to my house Saturday. We've already went out to eat with him. I went out to eat with him and his girlfriend. He met my wife. He actually came over Super Bowl Sunday and hung out with a bunch of my friends and family and kind of got to know them. He's met my two sisters, his aunts. So it seems to be going really well, man.
Damn, you are awesome. The Padre.
I am.
That is great, man.
You know
congratulations.
What?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. The fact that you have a good disposition about this, like, yeah, we're going to make up for this lost time and all this stuff. But also the other thing here, like, that's one thing that I really wish a lot of people could get past, because most people walk in the face of this earth, generally speaking, are nice people that are just kind of happy to be where they are and just making a life and all this stuff. But then the rhetoric that gets thrown around about how you're supposed to feel or people are this way, and all the communication gets broken down, and like, well, we're just assuming that everyone is that way because we are afraid to open our mouth around others. And I think kind of what we just did there was kind of show that you can have a conversation and you can ask questions without it being taken on the offense and kind of see where each other.
Oh yeah, man, I'm not offended easily, man. It's one of those things that I'm an '80s baby, so we didn't really get offended back then.
Like Mexican American. Yeah. All right, my friend.
Man, that's great.
Congratulations to you, and adios.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, I appreciate it, man. Thank
yes,
y'all.
Sir. Thank
Buenos
you.
Buenos dias, mi amigo.
Adios. Oh, man. Bye. Bye-bye.
He wow. said, "I'm a." What do you say? I'm a fake Mexican? I'm not a real Mexican?
Because he doesn't speak. I mean, that in itself. He is, and he's sitting there. The society makes me think that I'm not.
Yeah.
Like,
nationally.
That was a breath of...
He seems happy.
Fresh air, in a sense.
I'm going to be honest with you. If I were him, I would say, like, I just got a kid I didn't have to pay for, so we're going to be buddies now. We're going to hang out. And that's cool that he don't have to pay
I bet you $5,000 you could guess my ethnicity. He would have won. Clearly.
When he said the kid started turning darker, was that when he got older? Like, older, like teenager?
I think.
That's late for that, it seems.
There was a... no names. There was a kid that, when we were in eighth grade, he had a mustache. And he was from Puerto Rico. And he had a mustache. And where it was kind of joke that, dude, you're really like 20 years old, aren't you? And he wasn't. Like, they just, you know, yeah, with the darker. Looking. Yeah, it showed right here. Like, he didn't have a mustache, but like in the corners of his mouth, he had hair.
Were you jealous of somebody that had hair and you didn't?
I didn't grow facial hair. I was a freshman in college.
Oh, God.
That must be tough.
You grew it all at once.
You're hairless, and then you become, you know,
well, I went completely damn hairless.
But, you know, Louis C.K. is Mexican, too, and people don't know that. Well, they, like, not a whole lot of people know it.
He is?
Like, he was born in Mexico, spoke Spanish till he was, like, 7 or 8 years old.
I mean, that's...
But he doesn't look like, you know, a Mexican.
No, but that's probably not the example they want to use right now with him, maybe.
No.
Maybe not the guy.
I'm half
Conan
Chinese.
O'Brien,
I just don't tell anybody.
Mexican? You are.
Yeah. Ni hao mong.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien is not Mexican.
He's not.
That's cool, man. It's just like
that we know. We can't assume.
It's a great update.
It was.
I'm just glad he called back.
Yeah, I'm glad.
I'm glad that the child has a father now, and that's all he wanted. A daddy.
What'd you say?
Give me a daddy.
What did you say?
Well, what did she say?
Give it to me, daddy, is what she said.
That's what it sounded like
she said. No, I did not. I said I'm glad that the child is happy because that's all he wanted was a daddy.
Yeah.
Ain't Danny.
Well, he had one, right? Now I guess he's got two. He can't leave the other guy behind.
That's the other thing. Like,
first dad.
Oh, wait. Dad wouldn't know this, that dad, but like, yeah, wonder what happens with that now.
Oh, he found out, like, obviously, so is he. Maybe he's not pissed because...
Well, he's pissed at the mom.
Yeah.
Well, she was messing around on him.
Well, could you be that many years after?
Heck yeah.
Well, she could have not known, really.
If you... Oh, here we go. So if you... Let's not even say you, fat boy, but a proverbial person found out that they're...
I'm not a proverbial.
Okay.
You are now.
Let's say that you... Okay, then we're going to open it up then. Let's say you find out your husband cheated on you 20 years ago. You're gay married.
Yeah.
And you now find this out. Are you, like, just saying, well, it's like...
You can't be angry, but you can, like...
I filed for bankruptcy 7 years ago, so I'm not bankrupt no more.
You can open up a conversation, but you're different people 20 years ago.
Well.
Could have been different situations.
Yeah.
Somebody could just be really super horny. Back then.
Like, have a child that you didn't know existed would be hard. I mean,
yeah,
it'd be hard for a woman because you'd give birth. You'd probably know that you had a child.
Let me show you something funny. Someone texted in asking the number so they can call in. Silly goose.
What are we doing?
It's the same number that you text. It changed a little while ago. Maybe you didn't know. You can text or call 1-800-774-0093. That will get you, again, you'll be prompted to either text or call. And you can call in that way. So the number you text us on is when you call, Goober. All right?
Goober.
Good morning, nice. Everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is not the song that will bring everyone together.
This one is...
Women like a lot.
I know the song. I don't know who's... Like, I know who sings it. Like, I don't know who they are.
Oh, Bad Board.
What?
She was thinking of Bad Words.
Oh, okay. Well, asked her what twice. She just stared at me.
Anna, what's up? Are you good?
No, I'm fine.
Oh. Okay. What it do?
What I do.
Who is this again, did you just say? Did you say Kenny Chesney? Who is it?
It's the Revivalist. I couldn't tell you what they look like, who they are.
Oh, man. Look at them. They're tag team wrestlers, and now they've... No, I'm just kidding.
What's up, boys?
I'd love if Dax the Axe heard that, or Adam, if you heard it and passed it on to him, that'd be cool. Because I heard that you listen sometimes. Yeah, I'm talking about The Edge, The Cope.
I tell you about a buddy of mine who saw Edge downtown.
Which downtown?
Greenville.
Ooh.
So he was there with Edge Phoenix was out with his wife, Beth.
Beth.
Beautiful Beth and kids.
He's Edge Copeland.
So my buddy makes a video. He's like, me and my kids are downtown. He didn't say where he was.
Yeah.
And I couldn't figure out by looking. He's like,
That's one third of rated FTR.
He said, Edge is behind us right now, and my kids are losing their S. And he said it.
Like, the video?
Yep.
Were they close enough where the Copelands would have heard it? The Phoenixes?
He was sitting like right behind them. And then, Edge took pictures. He was cool.
That's cool.
I would be afraid to ask him, because I don't want to get speared.
Did they not acknowledge Beth?
See, I don't know.
Oh, man.
I also know somebody who met Ben Affleck once.
Yeah.
When he was out with Jennifer Garner.
Uh-huh.
And she was a little standoffish because...
I get that. As a woman, I would be.
Because she wasn't asked for a picture. They wanted a picture of Ben.
The way I've seen...
But he was cool, too.
You showed me the video, Fat Boy, and I don't remember which female wrestler it was getting going through an airport, and the bombardment of men running toward her would have. I mean, even though she's, I'm not saying because she's a woman, but like, if it was a guy walking through there and all these people you don't know who they are just start running toward you, it would kind of, especially if you're not one of those household faces where everyone knows who you are, you know what I'm saying? Like Shaq or Brady or somebody walking around. But someone who is famous in a little bit smaller circle and all of a sudden, whoa, it's crazy. Who was that, Alexa Bliss?
Yeah, that's who. Okay. She was one of them. And then some guy walks up to her with a bunch of pop vinyl boxes that are flattened out. And she signed every one of them. Like, just didn't even.
That's
second
incredible.
Nature.
What a nice person.
Usually they'll tell you I'll sign one thing,
which is totally fair.
And that's it. But it's just like, it's weird when you see how people want, like, you know, the Masters down there when they're all coming into town.
Yeah.
The way people want to take pictures. And like, that's literally all it is, like a quick snap. Why? What is that picture for?
Well,
that person will never remember that you took a picture with them.
They don't matter. It ain't for them.
It's weird.
It's like you ever been in a relationship and then you find out that the other person just thought it was a fling? See, here's the thing. Enough of my past. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the fact that Fat Boy is being passive aggressive toward me. That's how I got to meet Tiger Woods and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus. And
it was different.
I kind of met Greg Norman. Kind of. He waved to me. But I didn't get a picture with him. But I got pictures with all them.
Well, now they don't.
And I was hanging out at that. Here's the. I'll give the clue away because I'll never do it again.
He'll give your secrets out.
Go to the private jet port right outside of Augusta, Georgia. They don't fly in to the commercial, whatever jet port is down there. They go to that private. It's about 15 miles away from Augusta. They all fly in there. Billy Mayfair flies, or he keeps his plane there on that.
Okay, so and then they have a car take them wherever they need to go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Dude, Greg Norman got off his own plane and got out, and the car was already, he got in, put his clubs in the back of the car, got in, drove away.
I'm out of here, Mike.
And the back of the car had like a ton of peaches, or not peaches, oranges in there.
Ooh.
Like he must have like an orange fetish or got a good deal on him.
Is it true that Fuzzy Zeller came in on the General Lee? And then just drove off.
Oh, my God.
No.
The real car?
I had lunch with him. I forgot what we had.
Like, at least back then, there was an interaction. You got a couple things signed. Now,
they
don't even want to meet the celebrity. It's literally for the picture. Then they'll figure out later, did I just meet somebody famous?
Oh, well, yeah.
I appreciate you're so committed to doing that. I would give up.
Well, you got to find a like-minded person that's also that low on the totem pole that you're cool with both just go standing out as grown men.
Silly.
Asking people, hey, can I
have your autograph?
We'll take a picture.
Well, I'd ask for the autograph first because that, to me, was always the most important thing.
That breaks the ice.
Like, hey, Mr. Palmer, Arnold, love your drink.
You got to work in a compliment.
Love you golf.
You got to butter him up.
Will you sign this golf ball? He's like, oh, yeah, that's easy to do. Kind of making a dickhead joke.
Hey,
but
sir.
It was because he only wrote A. Palmer. I know we're late.
Can
a
I give
Palmer.
You a Coke?
And then I was like, can we take a picture? He's like, yeah, go ahead. And he's looking down, signing the golf ball. So he's in the picture. He's not taking one with me. But it counts.
Did you?
Tiger's on the phone, so that really don't count.
Was he
He's like this in the photo.
Was he on the
I'm
phone,
like
though?
This. That's a good point. I'm like this. Oh, proud.
Here's my man.
Tiger Woods. He's like this.
This looking kid's at annoying
the,
me.
He's on the phone looking at the camera.
Look at this douchey kid.
Did you?
Hey!
Did you ever meet Lee Trevino?
I was 26 at that
point.
Okay. No.
Okay.
No.
I would have been staring at his head the whole time, like, man, how do you have so much hair?
Met Chris Berman at the Masters.
Was like, Boomer cool?
Yeah. That was in the time when he was going back and forth and wearing hair pieces.
They made him wear that. One there. I'm just too shy to say things. To
it's easier
like
for
that.
You.
Yeah.
Why is it so easier for me?
I don't have couth.
A, you're a woman, and you got a couple, you know.
That doesn't break the ice.
You would meet Michael Jordan before we would.
Oh, yeah.
I would?
Oh, yeah.
I would say, oh, my God, you knew who you are.
No, I just mean he would. I've met, over the course of my life, 50 people that have met Michael Jordan, and 40 of them were women.
Yeah.
He's got to.
And they all had golf.
Women are cops, usually. I think he'll meet cops.
I have been in the room with famous people not knowing who they were.
Hi, Matt Man. We'll be back right after this. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Oh. God bless. I don't even know what that is.
Really?
I don't have text open. Read it. Read it as is, and then we'll say why. I'm dense and dumb and silly.
Guys, had to do something tough this morning. Had to actually let go of somebody. Sucks when you got to fire somebody. But I called him using a mouse jiggler.
Now, see, when I heard that, I imagined walking in on someone who had both legs thrown up on the desk and was using some kind of sexual apparatus. But mouse jiggler.
There's so many questions.
Because they call it sometimes the bean, other things.
All I can think of is like that platform thing that you stand on that has your body jiggle.
How do you do it again?
I'm sorry, your mic was in the way. Do it again?
I didn't know what it really was.
Hold on, let me get my phone and get the video open.
Page's demonstrations are...
No.
I'll tell you, if you don't...
It'll turn into Trump getting electrocuted by lightning.
I'm not doing that again.
Oh, come on. You love the cameras.
Wait, you get it in slow motion. Wow. That's going to be fun later.
All right. We'll save
that's one of our most watched videos is Paige getting shocked because in slow motion she was moving around.
Followed by basketball where you were wearing.
I was going to buy one of those things, actually.
Man's wig on your privates.
Fatboy and I had this place that we'd go to every week and get weighed. And that's one of the things that they provided for you was the jiggle service.
Yeah, okay, so I still don't know what it is.
It's the same concept.
Like this kind of mouse?
Yeah, it's a computer mouse. When you're in your Microsoft Teams or, softwares like that, you have to be active. So a mouse jiggler is just what that is.
It's like a Roomba for your mouse?
Pretty much. It will shake it.
So but you're busy.
It doesn't make it obvious where it's flying all across the screen. It's just a little here there.
See, they
and it keeps your teams active.
You could go to the bathroom and take a shower. Nobody.
I told somebody. I didn't know you were going to say shower just then.
I talked to somebody who said they take a nap here or there.
Oh, heck yeah.
Just like during the day.
So the camera's not on? Not the camera's well, not. I guess that's an invasion of privacy.
Well,
I if
don't
you're getting
know.
Paid to work from home, like they kind of maybe ought to. If you have a camera on you at work, then if you have one on you at your house, you know, even if you blur it in the background.
See, I don't know how the
look at that.
I don't know how the software works for the Microsoft Teams.
I don't know how I feel about the inventors of things that are saving.
It was such a hack.
Saving people time. But at the same time, like, all the time you took as the inventor to change this. Like, you were sitting there one day, you're like, God, I hate working for the man. Yeah, I'm working from home, and that's cool, but my mouse starts to drive. I've paid the kids $1 to go to every once in a while, I'll go over there and tap it.
Like, who? Yeah.
Hopefully I put a little peanut butter on there, the dog go hump it for a little while, some kind of thing like that.
Who figures this out, and then how do they transition it that quick to make money off it? Because I'm assuming, what, 2020, 2021 is when it first started. But after that, somebody had to think about it. Like,
so is that literally what they're called? Like, if I went on Amazon,
yeah,
I need to order a mouse jiggler. I mean, we don't have that problem.
Mouse jiggler.
They just turn on the damn radio if they even find out if we came to work.
And they're not that expensive either.
That's why Mark makes us play that thing. And now, previously, because he doesn't know. He wanted to find out if we were there or not. I'm making a joke, Mark. It's fun.
I had a buddy who was working from home. He's like, if I don't sit here, they're going to know it. Now, he was on camera.
I looked up moose juggler.
Oh, see, that's kind of the way I was seeing, like, the standing thing. Hey,
oh, Jesus.
Yep, it's like a little shaky platform.
Well, for crap, now I put Tumblr. Okay, wow.
I got something cool. I mean, you should, well, look, that seems like a not fireable offense.
Yeah, no, okay, go ahead. Why?
It just seems like something trivial to lose your job over. Like, is he just
lying about being at work?
Well, like,
It depends on what, like, if you're like a 911 operator, that's not good.
Like, when is he missing work? Like, what times? Is he just never there and the whole thing just jiggles the entire time? What if he has to go, you know, make something to eat? Or
what if you're, like, just a lot of times on my, I have a laptop at home, but it's connected, you're welcome, it's connected to a cordless mouse.
That's kind of cool.
Wireless?
Yes. Shut up.
Wouldn't that be nice if...
Look, if I didn't
do another... What do you call buggies and masking tape?
Shopping trolleys, frog tape. If I didn't point it out, you know, people would text in.
You can consume my hind end. How about that?
So, unfortunately, there's no way
you can get these for $19, by the way.
You can lose weight with a jiggler. It's just... Well, no, it's not just a lose move weight. It.
What?
Not like the other jiggler.
You're not even sitting there, baby. It's just... I know. I didn't mean to call you baby. Ma'am?
It's just moving.
It just moves it every once in a while. But
just
what if
so you look like you're going to the bathroom and you can get away with it.
What is the fascination with you going to the bathroom?
Hey, baby.
Okay, let me tell you what it's like when you have to have two 15-minute breaks and 1:30 and you have to go potty.
I remember those days way back when.
Let me tell you something.
You've got a problem and you need a mouse jiggler so you can go use the bathroom again. What if you have diarrhea? It's not your fault.
I feel like people use it now just to look. Everybody wants to feel like they got a leg up, sticking it to the man.
Yeah,
cheating the system a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, but it's so we now think about this for a minute. We cheer on some people, cheer on, and certainly some people don't. But like the, I'm gonna open up a can. I'm opening up a can right now. Not whoop ass, but worms.
Worm ass.
Like when the Doge stuff, when, you know, they're going after these people. All right, I need to know what you did yesterday. They're checking up on the employees. We're like, hell yeah, you should do that. But then when we are the employees, not us, because we always working.
Yep.
Y'all show never ends. But then.
Really don't.
When you're on the, you know, when you're not the beneficiary of that and you're like, whoa. But I guess then, though, as a taxpayer, you are somewhat of the employer and should be able to call a shot.
How about when they set us up for it, where they're like, look, we're going to have a Zoom meeting. They tell you straight up, turn the camera off, turn the audio off.
Let me tell you something right now.
They just want to see you're there.
And this is just because I am a person of virtue.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Bull crap, Tyrone. here's the thing. I am a honest person, and I have about $40,000 worth of radio equipment sitting at my house that they never came back and got and haven't asked for me to bring in.
And stuff you can use.
So do I get to keep it?
I mean, look.
Like, if, I got like the whole setup. This is from, I'm bringing it back, obviously, just for fun. Oh, I wouldn't have said it, obviously. But this is when I had my hip surgery and they brought it over there that I could work from home. I'm like, I'm not doing it from here. That's going to suck. I'm not going to. I went back, came back a week early.
Is it still set up properly?
No.
Okay.
They wanted you to work from home like immediately.
Yeah. I was like, can't do that. This medication making me sleep all day.
Like you get out of the hospital on Tuesday.
I'm not flirting with you. I'm just winking.
Oh, we're going to hook you up on Thursday.
Kind of. Will that mess with the hospital equipment if we bring the board in there to his room?
You know what, to be honest with you, I don't
They were real sweet during that time.
And the Shure mic.
Some of that equipment might not even, you know, might be some new stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Software-wise, might be out of date.
I definitely do have to bring it back now and take these Facebook Marketplace posts down.
They've been really kind to me as far as giving me another computer to use at home.
Well, it's
because you're a woman.
I know.
It's not because I don't get anything different than you do, fat boy. There aren't doors opening for me anywhere.
Well, it's
because I'm a woman.
These feminists messed that up for y'all.
They really did.
I mean, they really did. I am tricky about it now. I still feel a cold shoulder when they don't thank me. But then again, I don't need the thank, but I feel as though they didn't want me to open it for them.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it for the, oh, thank you, but
I'm not going to
accept it with your butt on your shoulders.
Don't open the car door too for your date. That's like you look like a simp.
That is so nice.
Disagree.
Simp.
I'll do it.
Have you ever?
Simp ain't easy.
When you would go, okay, it's different to ask you this, but you dated before getting married. Like when you'd go pick up a girl for a date, did you ever just blow the horn?
No, because
that happened one time with my daughter, and I wouldn't let her go.
Well, that's the thing. When you're that age, you got to get out and do the whole thing.
Damn right. It's like he blew the horn in the driveway. It's like you're not going out there.
What's his real name?
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.